God. The Bible says that God will set before us a table. How many of you think that what God might set on the table would be really good for us, right? Praise the Lord. Come on, God comes with a full feast every time we get together. And we want to make sure that we're partaking of everything on the table. You know, when you come to a full table, there are like several different courses. You know, what you're going to get in the appetizer is not the same thing that you're going to get maybe in the first course of the meal, all the way up to the main meal, the entree and the dessert. But I know this, that when God lays out something before us, it's all good, right? And so you want to make sure every service when you come, you're fully participating. That's why we don't show up late, right? We don't show up late, right? Because then we miss out on some of the worship. Come on, your miracle might be in the worship. Come on, your promise, you're receiving something, might be in the offering time, might be in the giving time. Praise the Lord. So this morning, I want to share some things. I want to share some things from the Lord about giving. Hallelujah. Y'all remember last week I did something on giving. Do you remember that? Who can remember the scripture that we talked about last week? Anybody? Look, I'm not looking. Come on, this is the word of God. There are things you ought to be learning and growing in the offering time. Revelations, this is part of the more that God has for us. There's more in the giving. There's more in the offering. There's more revelation. There's more to be had in this time. Last week, we talked about Malachi chapter 3. And really, the word of the Lord to us last week was we're to have faith and obey. You remember that? The Lord said that we're to have faith in God. We're to know what the scripture says, and then we're to obey. Just have simple childlike faith and obey. Do you remember that? And then the Lord reminded us that there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4 that says, listen, if we're to observe, if we look around and observe all the outward things, all the seasons in our life, the things that are going on, it'll never be the right time to obey God in giving. Because Malachi says that we're to bring our tithes into the storehouse. It actually talks before that about being faithful, not robbing God, and bringing our tithes and our offerings. See, this is where we never get stale in the Lord. You think, well, now I'm a tither. Well, that's good, but the Lord's going to require some offerings from you also. And so we're to bring that into the storehouse and just have simple faith and do it, because if we're waiting on the right time or the right season, it's just never, ever gonna be there. The right time, the right season just never seems to come. And so recently I heard a story. I'd heard it before, but I heard it again. And I want to share it this morning. A minister friend of ours years ago said that he all of a sudden in the natural, his finances, some things kind of went awry. That means that it wasn't going according to what he planned. It wasn't going according to what he expected. And it looked like his income was going to decrease. And it might decrease quite substantially. And so he was praying and you know, not really asking the Lord about that, probably kind of just looking at the way it was. And he heard the Lord say this. The Lord said, I want you to crank up your giving. And he said, Lord, this really isn't a good time. Crank up my giving when my income is fixing to go down. I mean, come on, Lord, this really isn't a good time. And then all the excuses started coming. His wife was pregnant. You know, this was going to be their first child. He was having a baby on the way, all kind of medical stuff and stuff going on. He's like, Lord, you know, you do know what's going on, right? You do know what's going on, huh? Come on. Isn't this where we find ourselves sometimes? But he knew that the Lord was saying, come on, crank it up. I want you to give some extra. And so at some point, he was kind of prompted to read Malachi. So let's look at that. We're going to put the scripture up this morning. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. It says to bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. So first of all, just a reminder, it's about us bringing our supply that makes what we all need from God in any moment in the house available. That's partnership with God. So he said that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Now he got stuck on that when he read it. Why? Because he was really serving God and loving God. And he said when he read that, and try me now in this. That means, and prove me. God was saying, go ahead and prove me. You go ahead and do your part, and you prove out that I'll be the God that I said I am, and I'll do what I said I will do. And when he said that, when he saw that, and try me now in this. When? Not later, not when it's the right time, not tomorrow, not when I feel like it, not when things look, not when my bucket is overflowing. Try me in it now. Wow. Try me in it now. Go ahead and crank up that giving. Try me in it now and see, prove that I'll open up the window of heaven. How many of you would like a open window of heaven where God said he would pour out? Listen, the measure of God pouring out is not anything like our pouring. The measure of God pouring out is abundance and overflow. It's like a gushing. He said he'd pour out blessing so much that we wouldn't even have room to receive it all. I call that the overflow. Come on, I call that the exceedingly above all measure. Come on, the portion of more than enough. Hallelujah. So guess what? The minister just decided that he was a believer. And he was going to have faith and obey. Even in the midst of a trying time, when it looked like things were not the best time for him to be given more, he did what God said, and he started giving more. I don't know how much he was given. I don't know in the way, shape, or form he was giving it. But you know what happened? He started doing what the scripture said. He started bringing it in faithfully, what God was saying to him. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? He proved God in it, and God did just what he said he would do. Because the next month, his income went up. Instead of going down. Didn't even stay steady, just went up. And the next month, his income went up. And the next month, his income went up. And the next month, his income increased. And the next month, and the fifth month, and the sixth month, and the seventh month, and the eighth month, and the ninth month, and the tenth month, and the 11th month, and the 12th month. Every single month, he had increase in his income. He had proved out God. God had opened up a window and was pouring out blessing, pouring out provision. So much room that he didn't have room to receive it all. His income increased in 12 months, 15 times. Come on, that's shouting news, folks. Come on, that's shouting time to get up and be able to prove God and see the windows of heaven open up over us. Glory to God. That's worth getting excited about. Come on, when's the last time you got excited in the offering? When's the last time you rejoiced in the offering? When's the last time you said, God, I just want to give something? Come on, this is being stirred up in the things of God. We're after all things of God. Come on, that excites me. That makes me want to jump up, spin around about seven times. Glory to God. Because if he did it for him, he'll do it for me. If he did it for him, he'll do it for you. Have faith and obey now. And what I love about this scripture, it's not just like a one time. It's not this just only happens the first time I become a tither. You do need to become a tither. And when you become a regular, consistent, faithful tither, you will see an open window. You will see the blessings of God. I can testify how God has continually opened a window over me and poured out. Never been without. But it's not just the first time we tithe. It's every time we tithe. It's every time we decide to get connected with our giving, tithes and offerings. It's every time we see an opportunity and we just feel a little nudge to give some, we go ahead and give. We don't look at our checkbook. We don't look at our account. We don't look at our expenses. We don't look at our bills. We don't look at what's coming up. No. Oh, no. I'm going to go ahead and give right now. I'm going to be faithful in giving. And I know I'm proving out God, because God is not a man that he can lie. God will do it. He said he'd open up a window and he'd pour out blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Are y'all waiting on something? Like, what if this was the message today? Come on, are we reserving our shout for something later from the Word of God? Are we reserving our excitement? Come on, don't we need to be excited about giving? Hallelujah. Simply having faith and obeying God in our tithes and our offerings makes all things possible. Opens up the windows of heaven. Oh, yeah, and let me read you that last part, verse 11. And God said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. This is connected, come on, with us being faithful in our giving. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. In other words, when we're faithful and connected with God in our giving, proving God out, God will rebuke the devil. He'll get the devil out of our finances. He'll make his hands come off of our supply. And every seed that we sow will have harvest and it'll produce fruit. God said, go ahead and prove him. Ha! This stuff like... Come on, when's the last time you ran because of the offering? Come on, when's the last time you jumped up and spun around in your chair about four times just because you were giving something to God? Come on, what about if you really believed that God was going to open up a window? What if he was to open up a window right now and start pouring out blessings? Blessings! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. What if you believed you'd already received it? Woo. Hallelujah. Glory, that makes me want a happy dance. When's the last time you happy danced about giving and receiving? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we are givers and receivers. What if I was saying this morning because the Spirit of the Lord said to and was looking for those that say, this is it. This is the moment right here today. I'm not going to delay. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to prove the Lord in this. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, God's opening a window. Come on, God's got some new things for you. Come on, God's got some increase for you. Come on, God's got some blessing for you. Come on, God can turn it around. He can make it bigger. He can multiply it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, God's not tied to your regular income, your job, your retirement. God's not tied to any of that. He's tied to his own provision. heaven.
Glory.
There's more. There's more. There's when God's just looking. God's just looking. Who's going to believe and obey so that I can prove myself? Hallelujah. I say you ought to get in on it. Praise the Lord. I think you ought to run around a little bit. Shout a little bit. Because I said that the open window is coming. Blessings are being poured out. Hallelujah.
Thanks for the windows. Thanks for the windows. Thanks for the windows.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thanks for the windows.
Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, if it works for one, it'll work for another. Come on, if God said it, he'll do it. Come on, if you believe it and act upon it, God will do it. Pouring out blessing. Promotions. Bonuses.
Glory to God.
Unexpected income. Unexpected income. This is part of the table of God. Come on, pull yourself up, partake, and receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, thank you, Lord. The future is bright. I keep hearing it. Unexpected income. Come on, from unexpected sources, unexpected streams. Back pay. I hear the word back pay. Somebody's getting back pay for something you've labored in and you weren't done right. Back pay is coming. Hallelujah. Inheritances. Inheritances. We call it in inheritances. Come on, somebody's got to get it. It's not going to heaven. It's got to go in the earth. Why don't you step in line for your inheritance? Like these where I've danced in hundreds of thousands of dollars. Come on, we can do it. Hallelujah. But listen to what Malachi 3:13 and 14 says. The Lord speaking here, but your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said it is useless to serve God. When you sit in your chair and you say, it's not profitable for me to tithe. It's not profitable for me to give offerings. I've done it before. God didn't do it. It didn't work for me. Your words are harsh against God. That's another one of those categories. We don't want to be a robber of God. We don't want to be in that category. But we also don't want to be in the category where we're saying the word of God does not work. The word of God is truth. It will always work. God said, prove him in it. God's not concerned. He's not afraid of you putting the test on him to do what he said. The fight is, can we really believe it? Hallelujah. Listen to this. Keep standing because we are reading the word of God. This in this moment, this is when revelation comes. Come on, this is when things of the Lord come that can open us up to the next place. Come on, to the things that are ahead of us. Cause us to get unstuck where we're at and move up into higher ground. Come on, take more territory. Listen what Malachi 3:16 out of the Message Bible. Put it up on the screen. I want people to see it. It said, and then those whose lives honored God got together and talked it over. That's what we're doing this morning. We're talking it over. Come on, we're talking it over, us being faithful givers. We're talking it over. And remember, God said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of it. God is right here this morning as we're talking it over. And God saw what they were doing, and he listened in. See, this is not something we're doing in the flesh. This is not natural. This is spiritual. This is in the realm of the spirit. God is seeing and God is listening. He's listening to what you're saying in your heart. Yes, God, that's me. I'm doing it, God. I'm full in. And a book was opened in God's presence, and minutes were taken of the meeting. Come on, heaven is recording right here today. What's happening in this moment? Heaven is recording it. It's going down in the record books. With the names of the God-fearers written down. Who are the God-fearers? Those that believe God and obey God. And all in the names of all those who honored God's name. And God said, listen to this. God said, they're mine, all mine. We are God's, all God's. It's verse 17. Look at this. God said, they're mine, all mine. Listen to this. This is what the Spirit spoke to me. Listen, listen. And they'll get special treatment when I go into action. The Lord is going to give you special treatment. How's he going to go into action? He's going to go into action by you having faith and obeying. And then he's activated in action. And he's going to do some special things for you. Special treatment you're getting from God in the area of finances. Come on, when the favor of God opens up over you, come on, no man can stop the blessings of God. No company can stop the blessings of God. No economy can stop the blessings of God. I'll treat them with the same consideration and kindness that parents give to the child who honors them. And once more, you'll see the difference it makes between being a person who does the right thing and the one who doesn't, between serving God, obeying him, and not. God said you'll see the difference. You're going to see the difference. I guarantee you can mark this service for those who are making a commitment in their heart, for those who are stepping over into it, for those who over the next today, weeks, months will obey God anytime a prompting comes, tithes, offer, anytime the prompting comes. If you will obey, God will prove himself and you will have an open window pouring out of blessings and special treatment. Hallelujah. Come on, this is the God that we celebrate. Come on, let's just give God a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe, and I obey. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we're proving you this morning in it. Mark it down. Go ahead, write it down. Believe it. Start saying it. I'm seeing a difference. Me obeying and tithes and offerings, I'm seeing a difference. God is favoring me, giving me special treatment. The windows of heaven are open over me. Abundant provision. An overflow of blessings. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. I'm blessed.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Now some of you are saying, well, you know, I don't know if I can really believe that God's going to increase my income 15 times. It's not about the 15 times. You may not need 15 times worth of increase. But God will hold true to his word. And one thing I know is that you won't be scraping off the bottom of the barrel anymore. Come on, you can be living off the top of a full barrel that's overflowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just dance a little bit and get happy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. You may be seated. Y'all might want to pass the buckets in case anybody we might have already given. We might need to give again. And you know, when you're giving, you're not giving to me. You're not giving to Pastor Chaz. You're giving to the Lord through Houston Faith Church. So this is between you and him. Hallelujah. This is how we honor him. Glory to God. I know there's been many times in my life when I've just had to sow a seed. Wasn't always the perfect time naturally, but it was always the God time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's been proven over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. He is faithful and he will do what he said. So set your hearts for an open blessing. Open heaven. Set your hearts for a pouring out of blessings and set your heart for special treatment. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the open windows. Thank God for pouring out a blessing. Glory to God. Come on, it's going to happen to you. And you. And you're going to see it. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Believe it. And you can see it. Don't be mad at Malachi for writing chapter 3. Sometimes I can feel it. People are like, Malachi chapter 3. We know what that one's all about. Yeah, thank God that Malachi wrote chapter 3 so we could understand some things about God wanting to pour out blessing. Hallelujah. Just because it talks about money doesn't mean you're supposed to tear that page out. Here's the problem. You need revelation. Revelation of it. That's what you just got. Now, some of you are still not quite jumped in yet, but that's what she just did, was impart revelation to us concerning money, concerning God's blessing from heaven, concerning us being faithful on the money side and God being faithful on the money side. You need revelation. We'll quit reading Malachi chapter 3 when you get the revelation. And then you'll be delighted when we read it. But it's in the Bible. You got to preach it. You got to read it. You got to preach it and teach it the New Testament way. Notice we didn't talk about the curse part because we're redeemed from the curse of the law. So we keep the good stuff. We keep the blessing part. We still have to have faith. We still have to obey, but we're not under the curse part. But if you want the windows of heaven open, you got to have some faith. Amen. And that's what I want to talk about today is faith requires you to learn something. People need a breakthrough. You ever felt like that? I need a breakthrough? You ever heard messages on the God of the breakthrough? Well, what you need, if you need a breakthrough, you need a breakthrough in revelation. Not the book of the Bible. Revelation knowledge. You need a breakthrough in what you know. Because once you know deeply with the eyes of your heart, then you'll have it. You need a breakthrough in revelation. If it's finances, you need some revelation about finances. You need a revelation to give. You know, giving money in church is not, it's not designed to happen only because somebody pressured you. We don't pressure people here. We preach hard so you get the revelation. We teach long so you get the revelation. Because nothing even counts if you don't do it by faith. Nothing even counts if you can't believe it enough to do it. It doesn't count if somebody reaches their hand in your purse and takes the money out for you. It doesn't count. You wish that it was like just somebody make this happen. It doesn't work that way. You have to voluntarily, willingly do right things. Or it doesn't even count. But the secret is you can't do the right thing unless you have revelation. So you have to learn. You have to sit on it for a while. So I want you to sit on Malachi chapter 3 for a while. Think about those. Meditate on those. Say them to yourself. Convince yourself Malachi chapter 3 is a happy chapter, not a sad chapter.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.